Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, here with Jordan, and today we're digging into Robinhood's second quarter 2026 numbers, and there's a lot to unpack. Before we get into it, quick disclaimer, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
And Alex, this was a genuinely eventful quarter. Record revenue of $1.3 billion, up 32% year over year. Adjusted EBITDA of $741 million, up 35% with a 57% margin. EPS came in at 62 cents, up 48%. This is a company firing on basically every cylinder.
Let's start with net deposits, because that's the number CFO Shiv Varma keeps pointing back to. $22 billion in net deposits this quarter, a 28% annualized growth rate, and they added nearly 1 million new funded customers, the most since the IPO 5 years ago.
Right, and it wasn't one single driver. Varma broke it down. A strong market backdrop, new products like banking and the credit card, the SpaceX IPO exposure, an acquisition that brought in a couple hundred thousand accounts, plus continued overseas growth. Everything just kind of lined up at once.
Speaking of new products, the Gold Card hit 1 million cardholders, now driving over $17 billion in annualized purchase volume. And Robinhood Banking crossed $3 billion in deposits since launching last November.
Gold subscribers also hit a record 4.8 million, a 17% attach rate. That matters because gold is basically the on-ramp. CEO Vlad Tenev talked about this flywheel, where customers come in for one product, discover gold, and then adopt everything else.
Now, the big strategic story this quarter is Robinhood Chain, their new blockchain built specifically for real-world assets. It launched and immediately did over $12 billion in decentralized exchange volume and became the fastest chain ever to hit 100 million transactions.
That's a wild stat for a brand new chain. And it ties into stock tokens, which let people outside the U.S., over 120 countries now, trade tokenized U.S. stocks 24/7, including weekends. Tenev called it the thing he's most excited about, essentially extending ownership to anyone with a smartphone.
They also crossed a milestone with Trump accounts, the government-linked accounts for children. 7 million kids signed up already, nearly $1.5 billion in contributions, and that's before a lot of the philanthropic money even starts flowing in.
On the expense side, this is the part analysts really zeroed in on. Robinhood actually lowered and tightened its full-year adjusted OpEx guidance to $2.675 to $2.775 billion, even while absorbing two new acquisitions, RothEra and WonderFi, that weren't in the original plan. Management's pitch is they're lean enough to self-fund new bets without expanding the cost base.
That prediction markets business, RothEra, is worth flagging too, a joint venture with SIG that's already a top three designated contract market in the U.S. after just 1 month.
One thing worth noting from Q&A, an analyst asked about that $4 billion July net deposit number, which is actually the lowest monthly figure of the year. Varma pushed back a bit, saying not to overread any single month, that there's seasonality in summer, and year-to-date they're still tracking well above their 20% growth target.
There was also a fun exchange about the CFTC and perpetual futures in the U.S., Everyone wants to know when Robinhood will launch perps domestically, since competitors are moving that direction. Tenev was deliberately vague, saying he just doesn't like giving timelines on earnings calls, but made clear they're in active conversations with regulators and perps are coming.
And agentic trading got some real color too. Over 100,000 accounts have already linked AI agents to trade stocks and options on Robinhood, with crypto access coming soon. Tenev admitted the friction right now is that a lot of AI models simply aren't comfortable executing trades and need to be coaxed into it, which is a pretty interesting technical hurdle.
So Jordan, stepping back, what's the takeaway for someone just tuning into the numbers?
I'd say it's a company still growing at scale while claiming to get more efficient, not less. Rule of 40 companies are supposed to trade growth for margin. Robinhood's calling itself a Rule of 80 business, meaning revenue growth plus EBITDA margin comfortably clears that bar. They also highlighted having 13 different product lines now generating over $100 million in annual revenue each, with credit card and Robinhood Legend the newest additions.
And management raised $2.2 billion in capital in June at pretty favorable terms. Zero coupon, no dilution below a $300 share price, while still buying back $664 million in stock year-to-date. So they're playing both sides, raising cash for the big bets like Robinhood Chain and international expansion, while managing share count.
Before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
The next big thing to watch is Robinhood Social launching to the general public, expected before the end of the quarter, plus more color on perps, foreign stock access, and Asia expansion after the Singapore license. Lots of threads to pull on.
For Beta Finch, I'm Jordan.
And I'm Alex. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next earnings season.